Facebook.com/DKMS. Make sure you head on there and participate in perhaps saving somebody's life. It's all there at rotowesperts.com/DKMS. We're asking you to donate some bone marrow to somebody that has blood cancer and that desperately needs your help. All the information is there at rotowesperts.com/DKMS. You read everything they have. They'll send you a kit. You swab your cheeks. You send it back. It takes literally 2 minutes. Then you could wind up being a lifesaver. I don't mean that at all facetiously, quite literally. It is rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Scroll to the bottom of the page. You can participate in a daily fantasy contest, which will allow you to qualify for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. How do you do that? You win any of the first 16 weeks here of NFL, of the NFL season. You win any of those, are free roll. It's completely free to play. You head to week 17. You participate in week 17. You beat 15 other guys or girls. You go to the Super Bowl. It's as easy as that. Like I said, all the information, it's at rotoexperts.com/DKMS.
Yeah, roll out some Jared Cook against the Broncos this week.
I thought you rolled out Tyler Croft.
What's that?
I thought you rolled out Tyler Croft.
In my seasonal league, in the daily, I'm going to go Jared Cook.
You said rotoexperts.com/DKMS for Tyler Croft.
Oh, that was one from yesterday. Those are both two good selections.
You know, the Broncos do give it up to the tight end.
I don't know. I think you got to get Vernon Davis in your lineup. Well, it's Thursday, so you can't. Mm. You gotta go with Tyler
Croft. Vernon Davis will score like 40.
Oh my God. He's an explorer.
He's already happy Vernon Davis took football.
All right. Guys, let's do another either or here today. Let's do it with a guy because Corey was so helpful the last time. Let's talk about Latavius Murray now. Latavius Murray, or let's go back to the well. Latavius Murray or Samaje Perine?
Sam Perine. It's nasty, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm going Perine because it's a timeshare in Minnesota where you never know what's going to happen.
I'll flip a coin on this one, pretty much.
Okay, it's interesting. Flip a coin.
It's like 50-50. I'll say Latavius Murray. How about that?
All right. You hate Sam Perine. Okay. Latavius Murray or Alex Collins, Matt?
I'll go Alex Collins on this one. Okay. I think the Ravens are going to make
Matt's hatred for Latavius Murray.
I just picked him.
Knows no bounds.
I didn't really want to, though.
Yeah, but I think Alex Collins, I think the Ravens are going to make a run here. I think they're getting in the playoffs. I think he is their back. He's their running back. Woodhead is the pass catching back. So, and the fact that he got a rushing touchdown is very encouraging. He's had a great yards per carry this season. So for me, it's Alex Collins.
Yeah, I'm going Collins too. You know what his role is, and you just don't Minnesota week to week who it is.
Alex Collins. I don't like the fact that I don't have no Alex Collins.
Well, how come? Do you believe the Ravens are making a push as well?
He's playing better than I thought. He's running well. Not to mention the fact, he is like kind of the only really ingredient in the Baltimore offense that's kind of resembles somebody that can get it done week in and week out.
The next one I have for you is Latavius Murray or Isaiah Crowell?
Latt.
You got to. I mean, I hate to say that.
Well, it's so interesting, though, because just last week we didn't Crowell.
No, but I even said last week I had to start Crowell in like two spots, and I did not like that at all, but it was the best option I had.
Yeah, I'm definitely going Latavius Murray here. You look at what Isaiah Crowell has upcoming. Cincinnati, the Chargers, the Packers are good against the run. Baltimore and Chicago, I can't start Isaiah Crowell at all.
So everyone said Latavius Murray for that. Latavius Murray or Joe Mixon?
Latt.
Jesus. You know what? Let me die on this hill. I'll say Joe Mixon.
You will die. You die on your hills. There's anything about Matt Modica.
Well, I mean, look, the guys I say, I draft them, I play them, this is the way I do it. Very transparent.
Yeah, definitely Latavius Murray for me. Joe Mixon, just not enough yardage. Murray will get in the end zone more consistently.
Going lat. All right. Then Latavius Murray or the man that most people compare Amir Abdullah to here in 2017, Amir Abdullah.
Latavius Murray.
Amir Abdullah is too touchdown dependent with not enough yardage.
Latavius Murray or Alfred Morris?
Latavius Murray for me.
Ooh.
Easily Alfred Morris. Ooh. High end RB2 for me the rest of the way.
Alfred Morris.
No, nothing here?
Alvin Morris, I mean, he's the guy. He's getting the work. Darren McFadden's not a thing.
Yeah.
It's not like he has a JMK in the background with him.
Latavius Murray or Deion Lewis?
Give me Deion Lewis. I mean, Deion Lewis has got the Bills twice, as we mentioned previously, the Dolphins twice. I'm going to always go with the, you know, the TAB backfield.
Got it.
I got
with you.
I mean, you know,
both timeshare sort of guys here, but I'm going to go with Deion Lewis. Right now, he's the main ball carrier for the Patriots. I'm going Lewis.
It's tough, you know, because you got to put yourself in a position of trust in a New England Patriot running back, which, you know, they change up, you know, and that's the bottom line of it, is they really do. But I still will go Deion Lewis because right now he's the guy.
It's been that way for a while, though. He's getting carries, like that 13 to 15 carries. He was right there in the carries room. And the encouraging thing on a Deion Lewis perspective is he caught passes last week, something he was not doing before. Like I said, I saw a touchdown pass in the backfield, and it wasn't James White, and that's when I knew it was over.
Right.
I was willing to say.
Would you drop James White?
No, I would not. I would not drop any, unless it was somebody up. In fact, I'm trying to think of who'd be out there.
Josh Doctson?
Who?
Josh Doctson?
Josh Doctson, I probably would do that, yeah.
You would
if
do that
somebody
one.
Like that has that upside and the wide receiver in that position, yes, I would do that. I hate to say I would do that, but I would do that for that.
Deion Lewis has scored over 36 fantasy points in his last two games, PPR.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Good stuff there, Scott. Last one, Latavius Murray or Kenyon Drake?
Latavius Murray. I just, with Drake, they're both timeshares, but if Drake doesn't break a long run, you don't know what you're getting, and those guys, they just don't get in the end zone.
Here's the simple difference. Latavius Murray is going to score touchdowns. Kenyon Drake's not.
No.
I mean, pretty much.
Good point.
The Dolphins are not scoring rushing touchdowns. So, yeah, this one's easy. I mean, I like Drake. I think he's a good runner, but even if both have 50% or less of the other guy's going to score touchdowns.
Correct.
Latavius Murray.
Lat Murray. I'm just going to go with Lat Murray on this one.
Okay. We're done with the running backs for the day. We'll do one more wide receiver to wrap it up. We'll let you pick this time, Matt. Would you want to go north or south?
Let's go north.
We'll go north. That means we're going to go to Devontae Adams in Green Bay, which is almost as cold as the North Pole.
The biggest beneficiary of the Aaron Rodgers injury.
It's been fantastic if you're a Devontae Adams owner with this Aaron Rodgers injury. So, my question for you, when it comes to Devontae Adams, would you rather have Devontae Adams or Tyreek Hill?
I'm going to go with Devontae Adams right now. He just gets too many targets. I think he's going to get. I hate to say it. I don't know if that's correct, but I think he gets more touchdowns. They got zero touchdowns last week, but he is the red zone guy. I know Tyreek Hill can take it
to the house
mm-hmm. from anywhere, but I'm going to go with Devontae Adams.
Scotty.
I'm going to go with Hill right now.
Okay.
You know, Rodgers could come back for Adams, but maybe that means Adams gets scaled back and there's more for Jordy there. So, and then I look at Tyreek Hill's schedule down the stretch: Buffalo, the Jets, Oakland, Miami.
Nothing scary about that.
Is there any possibility that a Joe Callahan, say if Green Bay's getting shut out again at the half?
Yeah.
You know, I got to think that's a possible.
I would say it's possible.
I could see it.
I would say it's possible.
I said it a few weeks ago when Hundley was struggling.
Yeah, I would say now it's possible. Yeah. Corey, which direction do you lean in here, sir?
I would go with Devontae Adams.
How come?
I just like right now he's getting it done consistently. The Kansas City Chiefs office appears to be in flux right now, not to mention the fact that, you know, Tyreek Hill, you know, he's so big play dependent.
You know what?
Devontae Adams is just like a regular part of the offense.
Even with that, in each of the last two games, he scored over 15 points, Tyreek Hill, and in three of the past four, and I love his schedule, so I'll be the Hill guy.
Interestingly enough, Mike McCarthy did say after the Ravens game they had no plans whatsoever to put Joe Callahan in the game.
That too, so they just got shut out.
Oh, I agree. You reevaluate the tape. Who knows? So,
coach speak.
Maybe so. I'm just saying, telling you what I read.
Yeah.
So, would you rather have Devontae Adams or Juju?
Oh, Devontae. This one's not even close. Not even close to Devontae Adams.
I'm going Juju Smith-Schuster here. You know, I think he's a real thing. Better quarterback situation, better offense.
And look, Juju's been nice. He had two really good games. Two. I mean, the rest of his games is like three receptions, 30 yards. Maybe he scores a touchdown. Devontae Adams is the target share in Green Bay. I know the quarterback is not good, but he's getting all the targets. He's getting red zone looks.
So it's not even close for you, Matt. And you actually have Juju ahead of Devontae here.
Yeah, I do. You know, he's also got matchups against Green Bay, New England, and Houston coming up.
So it sounds like you're really prioritizing the schedule over everything.
It's a factor.
Two.
And I think he's emerging recently, and he's the number two that Pittsburgh has always looked for.
Right.
And I think the explosive plays is going to continue.
I disagree.
Corey?
What's the players again?
Well, it's the same players. We're just having a discussion because Scott vehemently disagrees with Matt. Matt vehemently disagrees with Scott.
Devontae Adams, Juju Schuster.
That's easy. Just Devontae Adams.
But Scott disagrees.
Why?
I just explained the whole thing.
No, I'm not tripping off that schedule thing like that. Give me the talent
It's a number one wide receiver versus a number two.
Yeah, I agree.
Give me the talent.
Yeah, but
then
it's Brett Hundley and Callahan versus Robert Berger.
Look at the targets he's getting.
One of the team has Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell on it.
And if Aaron Rodgers comes back, it's going to be Jordy
again.
Week
15.
Yeah, and Jordy, that's closing in.
He doesn't throw touchdown passes to Adams either.
Look, you guys can disagree with me. I'm on an island. I think Smith-Schuster is just going to continue to be explosive.
The island is going underwater.
Yeah, I can't get behind you on that one, Scott. I got to go Adams over Juju. Well, let's take that exact question when we come back as we wrap it up today. Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.